something that made me furious. We were in here trying to coordinate the emergency response to this, to make sure that people were safe. We were doing everything that we could to try and protect people from the danger that the storm was causing. So the idea that people might put their own lives at risk and at the same time then tie up vital emergency services to go and help those people, it really wasn't something that we were happy that we were seeing because of what we were trying to do for the rest of the country. And in the course of yesterday, people were asking questions about, well, you know, what is the sanction for these people and what can be done?
My view is that if people want to go for a swim, they're entitled to go for a swim.
You're a regular swimmer?
Every day, except yesterday.
You didn't go in yesterday?
No.
What stopped you?
My son.
What did your son say to you?
He said, "Mom, please don't go in today."
But you attempted.
I think he was afraid of a vulturous news media waiting to take photographs of anyone that went in for a swim yesterday.
Surely he was perhaps more worried, not about the vulture media types,
no,
but maybe he was afraid about your safety.
No,
he didn't care about your
safety.
There
was no safety issue here yesterday morning.
So you wouldn't have gone for a swim at 3 like some people did?
I don't know. I doubt it. But I would use my, you know, these people have common sense and I would use my head. And I have the capability as a swimmer to swim in that water. We've swum in worse. So I think those people were entitled to go for a swim if they wanted. Just like I think that the people who went windsurfing in Louth yesterday were perfectly entitled. And the calling out of the Coast Guard by some well-meaning individual was a waste of time. I don't like the idea of people getting hysterical about people going for a swim. If those people want to go for a swim, they can. And the people who don't want to go for a swim, well, guess what? They don't have to.
What about the emergency services? Does it put pressure on them? Is it about that? Is it about relieving pressure?
I don't know, because the emergency services are volunteers. They don't have to go out. You know, I think some very well-meaning individuals who really had no business calling them, not even do-gooders, people who are just a little bit hysterical themselves maybe, taking it on themselves to make a call to emergency services when those services were not actually required.
I swam in the storm yesterday, but I swim 3-6-5 days a year,
so
twice to three times a day.
Swim twice, 3 times a day, including yesterday?
Yes, and when I went in yesterday morning, the wind speed here in Salt Hill was actually the same as it had been last week
and
at the particular time.
And
there is a wind, and I read the forecast every single day, twice a day most days. So I look, the storm was coming. No more than the twins up in Greystones that went in prior to the storm, 3 hours before it arrived, and people giving out when they went in on literally a morning like this in Dublin.
The happy pair.
Yes, and they had the same conditions as we have right here now, sunshine and flat water.
Did the guards tell you not to go in?
No, they weren't here at the time when I was here. It was before the actual...
So you didn't go in the eye of the storm? You didn't go in the middle of it?
No, I have swam in worse conditions, but not as bad as what it was in the eye of the storm. But again, it's proportionate. I think I know my capabilities. I swim here, like I said, between 2 and 3 times most days.
How rough was it yesterday?
In the eye of the storm, it was very, very rough. It was I would say it was as rough as it had been for the storm 2 years ago and the storm that wrecked Leisureland was 5 years ago. But earlier on in the morning, up until about midday, it wasn't. And you have to factor in that you have tide conditions, you have the direction of the tide in relation to the direction of the wind, which affects the size of the swell. These are all factors. Like, I spend my life in the water.
I love it. You love going for a swim behind us here in Salt Hill.
I swim in rough water and all year round. Now, people think I might be mad, but that's what I do. It's like saying, why do people climb mountains? Because they're capable of having ability. I didn't go in at the height of the storm. I went in earlier before it got to a stage.
Before it got really bad.
Yeah.
My take is that these people are completely irresponsible. They don't realise that if they get into trouble, somebody has to go maybe and try and rescue them.
Are they selfish? Are they silly? Are they stupid?
I don't know.
Or are they just independent, free-spirited? And it wasn't just tourists, it was locals. You could say the locals would have known better.
Well, you think they should have, and they probably do because they swim here every day, you know?
So they do know. They know the water.
Oh,
they know the elements.
They do, but the elements yesterday were extreme. So they should have known to and heed the advice that was given them and stay away from water and high cliffs and that, you know?
I swam there for 20 years.
20 years.
Winter and summer. I know every inch of this place. And the two fellas that were out yesterday up there swimming, the example they set for young people was absolutely ridiculous. They have no sense of responsibility and nothing at all upstairs. They're as dim now as a 40-watt bulb. them two Egypts were up on
so
top of that.
You think they were Egypts?
If somebody had to go and rescue them, look at the money it would cost. That's the first thing. And then you have people down there below where I live, leaving their cars on the prom.
Cars got flooded.
Where I live is just on it. And I was watching. This car comes floating down the road. This Egypt left the car at the like. You'd wonder what's cooking upstairs for people. Like, what's going on? They're leaving their cars. No chance with the water coming in. They were warned, forewarned. These Egypts jumping off the thing.
But were they warned? I mean, the government got the message right, on Sunday night.
No, let me explain something to you. Salt Hill is known to the car park for all the cars sinking in the water. So the council cleared the car park. But no, you have the other Egypts leaving them outside Sea Point on the road. They were warned, they were even told.
Were they thrill seekers? Were they out for leisure drive to
get a big storm? No, these are people gambling at Sea Point, just going in doing their thing and leave the car there. I couldn't care less. Do you not understand? Dim.
We lost three people yesterday. Three people.
That's not a lot out of the population of 4.5 million.
Well, it's
and it's
the,
terrible
for
thing for that. Oh, it's terrible to happen. My God, I feel sorry for the fellow with the chainsaw cutting the thing. It was cat. But listen, three people out of the big major storm coming to Ireland was pretty good statistics now, in all fairness. I'm very sorry for the families and that, but it could have been a lot worse. If you had people now that are parking the cars and jumping off there like at Salt Hill, there would have been a couple of hundred dying.
To put other people's, you know, life in danger as well as their own.
We're here at Salt Hill at the moment. This time yesterday, people were swimming during Storm Ophelia. Mm-hmm. How did that make you feel?
Oh, I thought it was terrible. What if they had it round and put, you know, the Coast Guard and people like that, the lifeguards and all that, you know.
Should they be prosecuted? Should they be fined?
I think they should be fined, yeah, definitely.
You think?
Yeah.
Even though they were just thrill-seeking?
Thrill-seeking is dangerous. They were warned, everyone was warned to stay in yesterday. Be safe, stay at home. And that's what 98% of the people did in Galway.
But 2% went out.
Yeah, they had the two.
They did, didn't they?
Two lunatics, yeah.
Putting other people's lives at risk if they had to be rescued.
Why do you think so many people decided to go for a swim yesterday? Not just here in Galway, but in other parts of the country too. Kite surfing, you name it.
We were in the hotel and we saw people walking in the height of it. That was even dangerous, let alone swimming. So I don't really know what motivates people to do that.
So you were in a hotel in Salt Hill overlooking people right there beside the massive waves and
yes,
the massive
and bicycles as
wind.
Bicycles. And
it was a no bicycle day yesterday.
Bicycles, walking. You could hardly walk, but they were still out walking. So I don't know what motivates some people. Madness.
Should they be fined?
Well, I think if they have to be rescued, they should have to be fined, yes.
You know, people bungee jump and people do all sorts of things. Humans are like that.
I don't think they should be fined. It's interesting. I spoke to a friend of mine yesterday morning. He went for a swim at about 9 in the morning.
He went for a swim just before the storm
came. 9 in the morning. And he felt it was his personal choice to do so. Now, I said, well, what about the emergency services if you got in trouble? I said, you're putting them in danger and they have to respond. But I saw some young kids on the newsreel because I stayed in. I didn't go out of my house.
You made sure you stayed in.
I saw some younger, you know, they'd be 20 kind of, 18, 20, and they're just looking for the buzz of it, yeah. My friend thought it's a very personal decision. You, why should you be told what to do or what not to do?
Oh, I'd say it's just an ego thing.
Ego?
Yeah.
So you're off today with the kids because the kids are off?
That's right.
And for families everywhere, they're having to, you know, juggle home life and work life.
Absolutely, that's the way it is today.
So should we fine them?
Couldn't care if it went up to 5,000. Might stop other people kind
or
of
even
going
pay for the
helicopter
to come out.
Well, that's what they'd be doing because all these are volunteers anyway. So, you know, they would
pay
be
for
paid,
their own life.
Pay for all of that, yeah. And name them.